still have a date in court on Lisa Brady, Fox News, but the Justice Department is suggesting it's too late for a third-party review of documents seized from the Trump estate in Florida because they've already reviewed them in search of privileged information.
In court filings, the Justice Department says appointing a special master, as former President Trump has asked for, may be a moot point, that they went through the documents and are going through some of them with the Director of National Intelligence to see what may amount to a national security risk. However, they say they have found some material that may be protected by attorney-client privilege. Former federal prosecutor and now attorney on Trump's legal team, Jim Trusty, told Fox's Martha McCallum,
"We need a judge to monitor our access to these documents. We haven't had a single phone call from the filter team telling us anything. This is the first knowledge we had about their findings on attorney-client privilege."
He says it appears they're ignoring executive privilege and the Presidential Records Act.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, the White House spokeswoman, still declining to comment on specifics, saying they have had no briefings on the documents. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre also deflecting questions about the entry of unvaccinated migrants along the southern border, while tennis star Novak Djokovic was barred from entering the U.S. because of his COVID vaccination status.
"This is a CDC requirement for foreign nationals. This is something that they decide. This is something that is up to them."
Adding that the U.S. Open also has protocols and insisting it's not a U.S. policy to let in unvaccinated migrants. Police in Oregon say a grocery store employee is a hero for attacking a gunman in the produce section and trying to disarm him, likely saving lives. The employee, 66-year-old Donald Ray Surratt Jr., is one of two people killed during the shooting late yesterday at a Safeway supermarket in Bend. Police say the shooter was later found dead near two guns, including an assault rifle. Two others were injured. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A feared flood disaster appears to be avoided in Mississippi.
Jackson Mayor Chokwe Lumumba says flood water levels in the Pearl River are falling much faster than expected.
"The good news is that the water levels came in lower than projected. Water is only, by our calculation at this point, has only entered inside one home."
Officials predict levels will continue to drop, calling rainfall predictions for the week scattered, adding shelters will remain open until Wednesday, encouraging folks to report damage on the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency's website.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, the river cresting about 7 inches lower than major flood stage. Five more men face possible trial in Michigan in a suspected plot to kidnap the governor. A state judge holding an evidence hearing less than a week after two others were convicted in federal court. NASA hopes to try again Friday to get its most powerful rocket off the ground. The first launch was scrubbed earlier today after two problems while fueling.
"This rocket takes a combination of liquid oxygen and liquid hydrogen. Both are extremely cold. We're talking about hundreds of degrees below zero when they're in a liquid state. And so what they do is before launch, they cool the rocket's four engines to reduce the shock of the super cold rocket fuel. Well, while they were doing this cooling of the engines, they noticed that one engine remained too hot and a faulty valve compounded the problem."
Fox's Jonathan Seri at the Kennedy Space Center. If a Friday launch can't happen, there's still a chance Monday. It's an unmanned mission, sending the Orion capsule into a six-week lunar orbit if all goes as planned, part of the buildup to an eventual return to the moon. Wall Street's Friday plunge extended. The Dow drops 184. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.